In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Name of Mary, Holy Name of Our Lady. What does the name Maria mean? Some of the great saints of the church have taken the name of Mary and parsed it out in some beautiful ways, like Saint Louis de Montfort, many of the saints before him, pointing out a beautiful turn of phrase that we have in the Latin language. Maria and Mar. Mary and Mar, which means what? The sea. The sea. And so that's why Our Lady is called Ave Maristella, Hail Star of the Sea, one of the great hymns of Our Lady, because Our Lady is the Star of the Sea. Her name turned around has a beautiful way, a significance there. And so so many of the great Mariologists, the great theologians, the great sons of Our Lady talked about Our Lady and said what God did from all of creation is he gathered up all the waters of the world, and what did he call them? Mar, meaning the seas, the seas. He called them the Mar, the sea. And he gathered in like ways. God took all the graces, the gifts, which he could possibly give unto humanity and gathered them into one body. And what did he create there? Maria. And so that's what Our Lady is. She is that body which contains all the graces, just as the sea contains all the waters, all the waters. And so when we look to Our Lady in this way, we see that there is power in invoking that name, as we've spoken about on many occasions, that when you invoke a saint, you bring the entire their being present. When you invoke the name of Jesus, you invoke the entirety of his being to be present in the situation that we're in. That's why the greatest and most powerful of all the prayers, as so many of the saints have said, is just to say the name over and over again, Jesus, 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 and invoke all that he is as our Savior into whatever moment we have. You don't need to come with complicated prayers. Come with something as simple as the name of Jesus. And in the same way, when we want to have every grace which is possible to be present in our lives, in human persons, say the same thing. Call upon Maria, Maria, Maria. To call her and all the graces which God has given her to be present in our situation in the same way. What is the name of Mary? What is it for you and me? One of the other great names that Our Lady has been given, she's been spoken about as the Immaculate Conception. Do you remember when she was first called the Immaculate Conception? She calls herself the Immaculate Conception. It was in the 1850s that the Pope declared that her Immaculate Conception was something to be praised, something to be honored by the whole of the church. It was something that was believed from the very first centuries of the church, but was not declared as a dogma until the 1850s, because it wasn't seen that it needed to be declared, because all of Christianity believed it. There were feasts from the earliest times of the church celebrating it, both Eastern Church and in the Western Church. Not long after that, Our Lady appeared to a little girl of little significance in a backwater village outside of a little tiny town in France, a place called Lourdes. In that place, she appeared to a young girl who was thought to be of little import by the name of Bernadette. When she appeared to her, after many occasions, she finally took away from her what her name would be, this uneducated little girl. Do you remember what she said her name was? She said in French, although it was in the provincial language, not exactly this, but it was often translated to say, Je suis l'Immaculée Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception. So Our Lady calls herself the Immaculate Conception. What does it mean to be the Immaculate Conception? I know we've shared it many times, but it bears repeating here. St. Maximin Kolbe, my own patron saint for my confirmation, pondered this throughout the whole of his life, because he came to the realization saying she didn't say, I am the one who was immaculately conceived, which was what the dogma was of the Immaculate Conception, saying that Our Lady was immaculately conceived from her very birth, meaning no touch of sin touched her even in her conception, so she was preserved from original sin, not just a sinless life. What does that mean to be, I am the Immaculate Conception, not I'm one who has been immaculately conceived? Pondering on it over and over again, he came to realize how the great mystery of the Trinity is what is wrapped up in this. Because who is the original Immaculate Conception? Not Mary, not Jesus. Who is it? We know that from our Trinitarian dialogue that there's one being who proceeds continually from the Father and the Son. And with the Father and the Son, he is adored and glorified. Who is that? The Holy Spirit, el Espíritu Santo. And he does so without macula, right? sin mancha, without mark or stain or blemish. So he is the original and uncreated Immaculate Conception. And so Our Lady, just like any good wife, there are a lot of good wives who are here with us, each good wife takes on the name of her spouse, her husband, takes on his titles and everything that he is, and lets that be subsumed into the person of her spouse. So to Our Lady. So she takes on the title of I am the Immaculate Conception, because that becomes now her title through her husband. She's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And so today, when we have this opportunity to reflect on the power that is contained within the name of Mary, and to realize that when we instantiate her name and call upon her, that we instantiate all that she is, we bring it to bear on whatever situation, both in joyful moments and in sorrowful moments, both in moments where we are in great need of help and succor, and moments when we ourselves are in grand rejoicing. Whatever experience you and I have, there's always a cause to call on Our Lady, whether in thanksgiving or in pleading. Let us reflect that at any moment when we have any form of need, of any grace that God could ever give to any human person, that if we want that to be present in whatever situation we find ourselves in, what better prayer than can you and I have than to call upon the most holy name of she who is the Immaculate Conception, of she who is the star of the sea, that is, Maria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Antes de recibir a Jesús en la Sagrada Comunión, rezamos una oración simple. Rezamos, Señor, no soy digno de que entres bajo mi techo. ¿Por qué rezamos esto? No se trata de menospreciamos a nosotros mismos. El propósito es expresar la grande y lo santo que es nuestro Dios. Necesitamos que se nos recuerde continuamente la grandeza de Dios si queremos acercarnos a Jesús en la Santa Comunión de manera reverente. Cuando nos damos cuenta de la majestuosa gloria de Dios, debemos comprender que Él no nos debe nada, que nosotros le debemos todo, que no hay absolutamente nada que podemos hacer para ser dignos de recibir la Santa Comunión por nosotros mismos. Por lo tanto, esto es puramente un regalo de Dios. Así vemos el recibir la Santa Comunión como un regalo, como un privilegio supremo concedido por la gran generosidad de Dios. Más allá del momento de la Santa Comunión, podemos mendigar para ver que no somos dignos de rezar, de hablar íntimamente con Dios. Entonces, podemos ver que también este don es un gran regalo de Dios, la capacidad de tener una oración íntima, una conversación con Dios. Debería asombrarnos siempre. No hay nada bueno que podamos experimentar de lo que seamos dignos a causa de nuestros muchos pecados. Así que todo lo bueno que recibirnos es un regalo increíble. Pensar de esta manera nos ayuda a desarrollar el sentido de adecuado de nuestros mismos y de Dios, pero también un sentido adecuado de gratitud a Dios para cada buen regalo. Cuando nos damos cuenta de que solo Jesús es digno de participar en la gloria y en el poder de Dios, y que nosotros no somos dignos, entramos en contacto con la realidad de fragilidad de nuestra condición humana. Y desde este lugar humilde, podemos vernos a nosotros mismos como incondicionalmente amados por Dios y superabundante bañados con su amor y misericordia y gracia. Cada uno de nuestras respiraciones es un regalo de gracia. Quédate quieto en la asombrosa, maravillosa de nuestro, maravillosa de todos estos regalos. Pero hay algo más. Somos elegidos para ser hijos de Dios. Nuestra indignidad nos muestra lo radical. Es el amor incondicional de Dios. Y estamos llamados a vivir para siempre este amor en la persona de Diosito. Cuando recibimos estas palabras, piensa en lo que significan. Señor, no soy digno. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo.